This morning we want to talk about worship, and in doing that, I want us to begin by looking at, you'll see a couple questions right at the top there, and I'd like you to take a minute and just think about those two questions, and maybe take a pen out. If you don't have a pen, steal from the person next to you. Good? Okay. Now, just take a minute and look at those two questions and just take a little time to think about those things that assist you in your worship of God, and then concerns you have about the worship of God, okay? So just think about those two questions for a moment, and we'll go from there. How you doing? You got some things that you've kind of thought about there, maybe written down a couple things. Some of you have probably gone on to try to fill in the blanks. That'll be exciting too. Let's do this. Why don't you share with me something that assists you in worship, and we'll just kind of hang out there for a moment. Right there. What's your name?
My name is Tim.
Tim. Nice to meet you, Tim. I'm John. Okay.
So, having a clear conscience.
Having a clear conscience. Okay. Good. That's very good. Okay. Back in the back there. Your name?
Ariel.
Ariel. Who'd you share with?
My sister.
Good. Okay. And what did she share?
She said Bible verses.
Okay. Great. Good deal. Right down here. Your name?
I'm John.
John. And who did you share with?
Ken.
Ken. Okay.
And one thing that helps Ken is removing distractions.
Okay. Removing distractions. Good. Okay. Somebody else. Right there.
Like Debbie, we agreed upon this Sunday night. Music that focuses on God and focuses on us.
Good. That's a great thing. Okay. One more. Somebody? Anybody? Dan? See, he's a plant. Whenever I say one more, that's his cue. Okay.
That's not true. My wife suggested that we need a huge focus to overcome those distractions that we mentioned.
Okay. Good deal. Okay, well, we're going to, you can keep thinking about the things that you're concerned about in worship, but we're gonna move on. I want to give you a chance just to think about worship a little bit. I think it's helpful for us. When we come to this idea of worship, to take some time and not just kind of hear a bunch of information, but to think about what is our life about when we think of worship, and how do we engage in worship, and what things help us, and what things don't help us. I think the distractions, you know, we think about things like distractions, and that becomes very difficult when there are lots of things that seem to crowd into our lives. So it's good for us just to take a moment and focus and think. But I want us to look at this outline for a minute and think about the potential of worship. And when I think of the potential of worship, I just want to kind of give you the phrases here so you can kind of fill it in and we won't get stuck there looking at the blanks. I find that oftentimes when I do this kind of a thing, people are enamored with getting the blanks filled in. And if I leave blanks, people get real concerned. Okay, so I'm going to do this so that you can fill in the blanks. Worship, by the power of the Spirit, takes what is informational and allows it to connect with the emotional and lead to what is transformational. It takes what is informational and it connects with what is emotional so that transformational things might occur, okay?